This is Marketing Reads, a Chinese consumer connection where we look at books related to marketing in China. Today's book is titled 1 Million Customers, Lessons from the Front Lines of Doing Business in China. The author is James McGregor. The publisher is Simon & Schuster. And this book came out in 2005 in hardcover and late 2006, early 2007 in paperback. I actually got the e-version last year, and so I'm going to review it now, give you a little bit of a preview if you haven't gotten it yet, and maybe compare notes with you if you have gotten it. Well, of course, the general topic is business in China, but the title's a little bit misleading because it says 1 billion customers, but the book doesn't really talk much about customers. Rather, the book talks a lot about businesses going into China and the situations they encountered there, and the idea being that many of these customers, you know, had stars in their eyes. They saw that opportunity for 1 billion customers and thought that they would jump right in there. So if there's an overall point to the book, it's that that was completely unrealistic and not connected to reality at all. Which kind of leads to the overall approach of the book. Now, in its favor, the book is really well written. I think the best point is the writing is really good, which is not always true for a lot of these China books. A lot of times you get CEOs or some business people and they get a ghost writer for them and it's a bit disjointed. Or you get some business people who aren't really good at writing and they write as good as they can, as well as they can, but you know, it turns out to be not so good. McGregor's a really good writer and there's good reason for that. And that is because he worked for the Wall Street Journal. And so some of these stories that I read in the book, when I was reading them, I swore I'd heard them before, I read them before, and then when I found out who he was, that made sense. Probably some of these stories have appeared in the Wall Street Journal or at other places, and I'm kind of rereading them, getting a little bit more detail here. Probably most of it you haven't seen before. Some of them you've probably heard a little bit about before. So McGregor's really the positive side of the book. He came to Taiwan when he graduated, or he was working for a little while, something like this. Came to Taiwan, I think he studied Chinese at Taidan, so his Chinese skill is good. He then went over to Beijing and got to be the first bureau editor for the Wall Street Journal, not the Chinese version, just the regular Wall Street Journal. And so this lines up really well because I was in Taiwan in the late 80s, and he was doing the same thing. Then he jumped over to Beijing in the early 90s. Something maybe I should have done. But in any case, there you go. We have a lot in common, and I think the book shows that. He really knows what he's talking about. So the advantages of this book, or the really top aspects of this book, is well written, and he really knows his stuff. There's no way he's out of touch with things. On the downside, a little bit, is the book's whole approach. Now let me give you a feeling about the approach by looking at the chapters of this book. For example, the first chapter, The Grand Bargain, 200 Years of Foreign Domination, blah, blah, blah. Is there ever going to be a book about China that doesn't begin with this colonial history thing? Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, it's true. It's important, I suppose. But a lot of this is government propaganda. I don't see books starting with, you know, 10 years of cultural revolution. They always got to start with this. But the people who you'll be interacting with in China are not living in a context that is directly influenced from that colonialism. Rather, almost everyone I've run into, business people today, grew up without any education in a time of chaos because of the Cultural Revolution. Well, let's not get into politics. The point is, he's got to start out with his history. Chapter number 2, Same Bed, Different Dreams. What could that possibly mean? Joint ventures. Chapter number 3, Eating the Emperor's Grain, China's Relationship-Driven System, Guanxi, right, blah, blah, blah. Number 4, Dancing with the Dinosaurs, Powerful Bureaucratic Opponents, the Old Guard, in other words, of the government. Okay, chapter 5, Caught in the Crossfire, Government Lobbying and Connections. Number 6, The Truth is Not Absolute. Well, everything changes under your feet because it's still a communist country. And 7, The Best Laid Plans, Government Planning and Manipulation of Foreign Companies. Get the idea? And 8, Managing the Future. China is a nation always coming, blah, blah, cramming for final exams, making it to the future. The future is everything. Okay. Well, there you go. That kind of gives you the overall view. If you're really into case studies in the kind of Harvard tradition where you get these kind of macro case studies and you can pretend that you're the, you know, you're the quarterback and you can make the decision about the plays to be played and that really does it for you, then you'll like this book. Personally, that doesn't do it for me. There's nothing here about on-the-ground behavior or interacting with customers. In fact, the book's not really named correctly. It's not about a billion customers at all. It's not about customers at all. I had the feeling when I was reading it a lot, you know, I was reading it at night before I go to bed, and I think maybe I was a little bit tired, and I was often found myself going off into a kind of dreamy state where I pictured myself in McGregor's shoes and we're in some kind of restaurant or some kind of den or some kind of, I don't know, some kind of bar, and maybe it's kind of late 19th century and we're sitting there in our smoking jackets and our pipes, and I'm McGregor and I say, "Well, Mr. CEO of big XYZ company, can you tell me all the things that have gone wrong with your company in China?" And then the CEO says, "Yes, let me tell you all the details of how they screwed us." And they get into it. So it has this real kind of detached feeling, in other words. Writing's great, but it tends to center on the negative, and it's always talking about how these poor little innocent foreign companies from America got screwed by these really smart and evil Chinese. That's an overstatement. He doesn't really say it that way. He's pretty even-handed, but it is fairly negative, which in a way is good. If you're coming to China and you got a lot of dreams about the way things are going to be, well, then you're in for some shocks. Because guess what? It ain't. It ain't easy for the people who are there. It's highly competitive for the people that are there. And of course, you're not going to get any special treatment. And all this stuff that, this illusion is what I call it, a delusion, that just because you're an American company doing something in America that's making a lot of money don't mean anything over here. So he kind of gets that in there. But it makes it sound like, well, it's the government's fault or it's the regulator's fault. And I guess for some aspect, that's true. And if we're looking at the macro view, if we're looking at, you know, Rupert Murdoch's moves into China, that's okay. But the Chinese consumer connection is all about connecting with the consumers in China. So I recommend this book just because it's well written, gives you a good context. I don't recommend you taking it too serious. You don't want to go in with this macro perspective because it's not going to get you anywhere. The case studies are from mid-90s to late 90s, a little bit from the early turn of the century, but it's not really up to date now, and it's certainly not going to help you with your feet on the ground kind of stuff. Overall, it's kind of a book you can't miss. McGregor's a big shot in this area. He knows what he's talking about. He certainly has been in contact with all the CEOs and all the big top managers in China. There's no doubt about that. He was head of the American Chamber of Commerce there, so well-connected guy, a good writer, a book you have to read, really, I think. But I would just take it for what it's worth, and then I wouldn't go too far. I wouldn't think that, you know, this is giving you some kind of macro strategy, because, you know, when it comes down to it, if you're going to go to China, if you're going to try to connect with the consumers there, it's all about the micro. It's not about the macro. This is Marketing Reads, a Chinese consumer connection where we look at books related to marketing in China. ¶¶